Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House says President Obama has already begun preliminary discussions with members of his team on a nominee to the Supreme Court. That follows the death over the weekend of Justice Antonin Scalia, the 79-year-old jurist apparently dying of natural causes while visiting a Texas ranch. NPR's Tamara Keith, who's been reporting on the Democratic presidential race, says the candidates believe President Obama should quickly put forth a nominee.
Both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders say that President Obama should nominate a new justice to replace Justice Scalia. And they say that the Senate should take up that nomination, consider it, and vote on it, that it's the Senate's responsibility. Of course, Senate Republicans are pledging not to do that. They say that the next president should decide, that the American people should decide who the next president is, and that the next president should pick their own Supreme Court justice.
NPR's Tamara Keith. President Obama is hosting leaders of 10 Southeast Asian countries this week at a summit meeting in California. NPR's Scott Horsley reports they're focused on both economic development and international security.
This is the first time the United States has hosted a gathering like this. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the visit is a testament to President Obama's sustained effort to increase U.S. influence in the Asia Pacific.
With nearly half the Earth's population, one-third of global GDP, some of the world's most capable militaries, and some of the Earth's most critical ecosystems, the Asia-Pacific region is increasingly the world's political and economic center of gravity.
Leaders are talking about ways to prevent ISIS from gaining a foothold in Asia, protecting freedom of navigation in the South China Sea, and the big Trans-Pacific Trade Pact that the White House is promoting. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
United Nations Secretary Ban Ki-moon is condemning a series of airstrikes in northern Syria that have claimed upwards of 50 lives and left dozens more injured. According to the UN, the strikes damaged 5 medical facilities and 2 schools there, with victims of the attacks, including children. Julia Tuma is a regional spokesperson for UNICEF.
We are absolutely appalled at these reports. It has been a very, very sad day for the children of Syria, and it has been a very sad day for UNICEF.
The White House quickly condemned the intensified bombing. Local observers are blaming Russian air power assisting government troops in the region. The raids come days after an agreement to bring about a pause in fighting in Syria to allow for humanitarian aid efforts to take place there. While U.S. markets are closed today for the President's Day holiday, there was trading in Europe. Stocks were up sharply today after the head of the European Central Bank said more stimulus will be considered at the group's next policy meeting. In Britain, the FT 100 closed up 2%. The German DAX rose 2.7%. The CAC 40 in Paris was up 3% today. You're listening to NPR. Pope Francis is in Mexico today, where some indigenous Mexicans thanked the pontiff for, quote, taking them into consideration during a mass he delivered there. Francis devoted part of his homily at the mass in San Cristobal de las Casas to criticizing centuries-old exploitation and social exclusion of Mexico's indigenous people. The pontiff preached to a packed crowd at a sports ground in the southern state of Chiapas. Human Rights Watch is calling for reparations for survivors of sexual violence in Kenya's post-election chaos 8 years ago. The Kenyan government now making a public push to move on from the post-election violence of 2007 and 8. Nearly 1,000 rapes were reported in the ethnic clashes, but NPR's Gregory Warner reports some survivors have gone unrecognized.
Many displaced people have finally been relocated. Human Rights Watch says that survivors of sexual violence have been pointedly ignored in this push for closure. Christine Alai with Physicians for Human Rights says rape survivors are ostracized and often have no access to medical assistance. Children born of rape were routinely denied birth certificates because the women couldn't name the father.
The children who were born as a result of rape make it impossible for us as a society to move on without addressing the impact that they have suffered.
Last year, President Uhuru Kenyatta pledged a $10 million fund to assist survivors of post-election violence in general. That fund, though, is not yet created and no dollars distributed. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
In energy trading, crude oil futures were up 29 cents a barrel to $29.73 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.